Welcome. I am Dr. Sharon Silverman from Tripp Associates, and I'm happy to welcome you to Tripp Talks, a series of podcasts on teaching and learning in higher education. Today is the first of five podcasts about program evaluation, the challenges it presents, and how to overcome them. What are some of the challenges you face when evaluating a program? Do you have difficulty knowing how to begin? Are you unsure about how to collect and organize data? Do you question how to best share the results and use them to inform decisions? If so, welcome to the club. Program evaluation can seem very daunting and time-intensive. That's why so many people leave it to the end or conduct the evaluation in a superficial way or even avoid it altogether. This series introduces 10 basic steps of a systematic program evaluation based on the approach of Rosemary Caffarella in her book, Planning Programs for Adult Learners. Today, we introduce the first two steps and invite you to listen and think about how each step applies to your specific situation. After listening, please take time to complete the program evaluation template and share the results on the discussion board on our website. Step 1, secure support. Who do you need to gain support from? Program evaluation takes time. Who do you need to convince that the time spent doing this is well spent? Look at your top administration. Do they want evidence to show the worth of your program to the board, to funders? Identify the individuals who will stand by the evaluation process and value it. Meet with them. Share your plan and the resources needed to execute it. Get those key stakeholders on board. Convincing doubters of the value of program evaluation can be a challenge. Find an example of how a well-conducted evaluation changed the program outcome for the better. Share the story with a potential supporter. Step 2. Identify who will plan and oversee the evaluation. If you are the person, how will your time be allotted? Will other responsibilities need to be delegated? How will you do this? Who else do you need to have on board, and how will you find this help? And how will you evaluate and monitor the evaluation? Setting up a timeline with tasks assigned to specific target dates is a good way to monitor your progress. Ready to begin? I hope so. Please go to the Program Evaluation Planning Template on the Tripp website and complete steps 1 and 2. Post your response on the discussion board for feedback. We look forward to having you join us on the next podcast, which will begin to cover steps 3 and 4, and the subsequent podcasts taking us through the entire 10-step process. Thank you for joining us today, and we look forward to seeing you next time.